Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are grateful to Him. Let me encourage you from the Gospel of John chapter 6 and verse 63. These are Jesus' words. He says, "The Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, an unknown writer wrote, "O cleansing word, O precious word, your promises are true. They keep and purify my heart. Your truths are ever near." My dear brothers and sisters, God has made provision for each of us, for each believer, to live holy and pure lives regardless of his or her environment. The provision is the power of his word, the ability to live above the filth and the evil in the daily world around us can be achieved only through listening to and responding to the truth of the scriptures. If you would take Psalm 119 and ponder over it, in the majority of its verses, the 176 verses, it speaks pointedly regarding the importance of God's word. And I like that. The scripture says in the book of Psalm 119 verses 89 and 90, says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth and it abideth." In Psalm 105, in verse 105, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Then further on, you go down, it says again that, you know, "I will praise thee because seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments," in verse 164. In verse 62, it says, "At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments." Then he says, "So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever," verse 44. And he also says in, "Let thy mercies come unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word." I love that. My dear brothers and sisters, it is the word of God that establishes us. It is the word of God that settles us, that strengthens us, that empowers us, equips us to accomplish the task that God has given to us. Number one, to live holy unto the Lord. And number two is to honor God and to take that gospel to the nations and give it to the ones who are languishing without salvation, without hope, without healing, without eternity in their lives. And that's what we are called to do. The Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 and 17, Apostle Paul writes to his protege, Timothy, and he says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works." Hallelujah. Very important. My dear brothers and sisters, how can a young man keep his life pure? Is by hiding God's word in his heart. So today I pray that we will hide God's word in his heart, live for his glory, and save many souls for Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, Lord. Father, we know, Lord, that flesh profits for nothing, but Lord, the Spirit gives life, and the words that I have spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I thank you. Thank you for your life that you have given us. Zoe kind of life. God kind of life. Lord of health and strength and vigor and vitality and of prosperity and every blessing that comes forth from and knowing Jesus. Abba Father, I thank you for your unconditional love. I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you for your goodness. And I thank you for your word that you have given us, O Father God. Lord, I pray, give us the grace that we will take time to read your word, study your word, hear your word. Lord, memorize your word and meditate your word so that we will be able to assimilate your word in our system. Lord, because your word says, O Father God, that whatever is in a man's heart, Lord, it comes out ultimately from our mouth. And therefore, I pray our heart will be believing and our mouth will be confessing the salvation of Yeshua. Today, Lord, I pray as your people step out to their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day, bless them, be with them, and uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one. Peradventure, if any one of us are struggling in our health, Lord, I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I command our bodies to be healed and be made whole by the power of God's Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word tells us that by your stripes we were healed. We give you all glory, honor, praise, dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.